Did you know a 2018 study showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual. When I was 4 months pregnant, I couldn't find a prenatal I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested for heavy metals, and recently earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. But don't just take my word for it. Get 25% off at ritual.com/prenatal.
The Ham Radio 2.0 audio podcast rip. Thank you for downloading and listening to this podcast. So basically what I do is I take all the audio clips out of my videos and upload them to Spreaker, and then from there they're spread out to iTunes and SoundCloud and now Amazon Audible as well. But I want to welcome you and thank you for joining the audio section of this series on Ham Radio. I hope you enjoy it. And I would appreciate you leaving us a comment or a review on whatever podcast service you're listening from. Thank you, and 73. Hope you enjoy it. Unmute that, and let's get into that. I got to mute that here. I'm flustered because, gosh, that was a drive. I was in Arizona. I left the border of Arizona this morning, believe it or not. I was just inside the border of Arizona, and that is, and then I left. I actually woke up about 3 o'clock, and I laid there for about an hour. I'm like, you know what? I'm not going back to sleep. I'm just going to get up. So I packed up the trailer and left and hit the road about 4:30, and I've been on the road ever since. So that was like mountain time zone, 7 o'clock. I don't know. I can't math right now.
You know it takes a day to get through Texas.
Three. Yeah, yeah. That was like 15 hours on the road, something
yes,
like that.
Yes, Tom, he was pulling the camper.
I was pulling the camper. Yep. So thank you to everybody for hanging out. I've got Frank and Gaston on here with me. So what's up, guys? How are y'all?
Hey, we were just chatting that we literally missed each other by 2 hours. Two hours.
Yeah, I heard that. So
yeah, I should have hung out a bit longer. It actually only took me 2 hours to get home, so 15 hours does not sound like fun.
Yeah. it was not that fun. I mean, you know, it was kind of a pain to get out there because I had a headwind pretty much since like from Abilene all the way through like El Paso. I had a headwind, and then the first day I stopped in outside of Odessa, so I had a headwind from like Abilene to Odessa, so about 2 or 3 hours, and then I got up the next morning. I had a bit of a headwind, not as bad, but it was still there. And then once I got into New Mexico was fine, but I still had the headwind. It was still kind of following me. But once I got into Arizona, across the border and went up some big mountain out there, and snow flurries. It was snowing, and I'm like, I hope it's not snowing in Quartzsite right now.
It was cold though. I don't go through that much propane. I was breaking the needle on E when I left. I was basically done that night with propane.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
I had to go get it. Well, of course, I stayed two nights in the camper prior to arriving at Quartzsite, and I had a full bottle when I left Texas. And then by the time Charlie and Frank got there on Wednesday, that would have been Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. I've been four nights by myself, and it was down to like 10 or 15%. I got a little Bluetooth sensor on my propane, and I'm like, I need to go fill up. So I did.
You fancy. But,
it's fancy. It's fancy. So, whew, gosh, yeah. Anyway, so I walked in, kissed my wife hello. She's like, "You smell." I'm like, yes, I do. Yes, I do. She didn't actually say that, but I bet she was thinking it though.
Nice. Do you have a shower in your rig?
I do have a shower, and I showered every night before Charlie and Frank got there. And I don't know what you're doing.
I don't know either. It just went dark.
And I showered every night before Frank and Charlie got there, and then I stopped because I was afraid we'd run out of water, and we ran out of water yesterday morning after Frank cooked breakfast. Frank and Charlie both cooked breakfast, and washed dishes, and as they were washing dishes, the water ran out. So I'm like, well, I guess I'm glad I didn't take a shower. I really wanted to take a shower on Friday night. So the first thing, as soon as I shut the Zoom down, that's exactly where I'm going. So, oh boy, but it was fun. It was, yeah, it's cold here right now. It's cold. It's colder here.
34.
I know it's colder here right now than it was all last week.
I was just saying, I bet you're glad that you arrived today versus tomorrow. Cause it's supposed to be sleet rain.
I heard that was supposed to start on Wednesday.
No, it's moved up, man.
They moved it up. Oh shoot. I am glad.
Yeah,
I got here then. So okay, but it was fun. I liked the I guess thank you everyone for following and liking the stream. That's what all that dinging is going on. I don't know if y'all hear that or not.
Let's push the button.
See, the door check agrees. Yep.
Tomorrow. Yeah. Yeah. Tomorrow. Yeah. So
send them to the shower after this.
Yeah. Oh, she won't have to send me. I'm going by myself. So, what was I saying? So I got there and it was about how as I was expecting it to be, but there was less activities. Have you guys talked about that? Did you talk about that, Frank? On
no,
on you, did you live stream tonight, Frank? I don't
no.
even know.
No,
even know
this was Charlie's night. That's he right. had Gaston on.
Oh yeah, that's
we were
right.
talking
that's
about right. amazing things, and I don't know if the Quartz Fest did come up.
For like 30 seconds, it was, what is it? I gave the elevator speech. But in all fairness, Jason, we didn't do really anything in terms of the actual sessions, and all like half of them were canceled. So,
right.
Well, let's do the elevator speech. What is Quartz Fest for the ones in the chat that don't know?
From what I just experienced, it's a week-long camping trip with RVs and ham radios. There was a four-wheel off-road thing that happened Thursday morning, and I really wanted to go to that. And at the last minute, I thought, well, I've got too much stuff in the back of my truck, and I didn't feel like unpacking it. And then as they were all leaving, I was listening to the frequency they were on, and I'm like, and following them on APRS, and I'm like, I really should have gone to that. So they said it was not too rough of a trail. They suggested you have four-wheel drive, but it wasn't like anything, like it wasn't like rock crawling vertically with a Jeep or something like that. So. Yeah, they did that. And then there was one, there was a soda expedition, I think the same day. I think Charlie and Javi and a couple guys went out to do summits on the air, and that was fun. And there was a balloon launch, yesterday morning. Did they actually launch it?
Yes, they did.
Okay.
I got footage and it's the last thing in my Monday night video coming up.
Cool. Okay. So they did a balloon launch. They postponed it for like an hour, I think, because of winds. It was really windy two or 3 days.
Actually, they postponed it because their first balloon popped.
Oh, okay. I just assume it was the wind. So
yeah, me too. But I got over there and I started talking to some guys. I'm like, oh no, the first balloon started filled up and it popped.
Yeah,
it was really windy before I got there, I'm told.
You missed it. So yeah. I actually caught it on audio. I was inside the RV with the dead cat mic'd up, and you could hear it whistling. And I think it was about 45 mile per hour plus gusts. And I kept on checking to see if all my antennas were up the next morning, and they all survived. But I can't say the same about some other guys that had some like 45 footers up there.
I didn't see any antennas fall, but that doesn't mean it didn't happen.
No, so. They were more like, you know, cockeyed.
Yeah, 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 yeah. So someone's asking, do I see KB9 RLW there? And I'm told he was there, but I didn't see him.
So he was the keynote speaker the first day. So I went over there with the pup just to hang back and catch it. So I think it was like 9 a.m. Monday morning. I think that's when he was speaking.
Okay, that was before I got there.
Yeah,
I got there about 2 or 3 in the afternoon on Monday. So, well, the wind died down. It was windy on Thursday, like all day. And everybody said that it was windy like that the prior weekend before I got there. So it was kind of windy Tuesday and Wednesday. Not too bad. It was really windy on Thursday. And then Friday and Saturday were almost perfect. And we're like, gosh, by the time everyone's packing up to leave, it's, you know, the wind finally dies down. And we were sitting around in t-shirts yesterday. So
that was beautiful. Beautiful.
But I'm glad I went. It was a good experience. I would probably go again, but I probably won't go again next year. And for nothing else, well, because it's a long drive, but also because I really missed Winter Field Day this year. I missed doing Winter Field Day this year, so which ended today.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And if I were to go to again next year, I would probably go for the first. And that's what Charlie was saying, too. He would go for the first half, then go home on, like, Wednesday or Thursday.
Yeah.
And that's probably what I would do. I would try to plan to be back in Texas on Friday, by Friday, so that I could go to Winter Field Day the following week.
Is there more things going on at the first half of the week versus the second half?
I looked through this. There's a schedule of events, and there was some cool stuff happening. I just didn't go to anything. Did you, Gaston? Did you go to anything?
No. Like I said, I had so much fun hanging out with Chuck and Kevin.
Yeah.
We stayed to ourselves, and I was playing antenna experiments the whole time back there, playing radio. So I think I connected with one viewer that was a local, and that was about it. So
I did a lot of walk around. I attended a couple of the classes or seminars. I listened to Gordon's West about talking about satellite communications. We heard the ISS go above us, but mm-hmm. the repeater wasn't turned on, so they did not make the contact. So we heard the digirig or the digital APRS packets from it, but mm-hmm. got nothing else.
That's too bad. TC Fitz, thank you for the super chat. He sent me 556 and 762 as a super chat. So hey. magic numbers on both sides. So
yep.
If you want to send 300 for a 300 Magnum, that'd be cool too. But no, I'm kidding. But yeah, 308 would work.
The
yeah.
the other thing I attended was the antenna walk, which I already put up on my my
I saw
YouTube.
That. I saw
and
that.
What was the other thing? A couple of the other classes are not coming to mind, but they were interesting. Mm. I wanted to go to the CW speed contest. That sounded like fun, but when it started,
I think we
were sitting around the fire and I lit up a cigar and I was like, oh, time I remember I didn't want to walk in the crowd with a cigar.
Yeah, no, I don't blame you. Yeah, we smoked a few cigars out there, but I don't know. It was fun. We sat around the campfire most nights and just kind of chilled. It was a good time to just kind of hang out with people. And yeah. You know, camping in the woods is always better than sitting at home in the city,
mm-hmm.
I think. Sometimes I go to the deer lease. My wife's like, well, what are you going out there for? I'm like, for nothing. Because to get the heck out of the city. So,
Ryan, yes, there was an ICOM drawing. I didn't stay to see who won.
Right. Yeah. I think he's asking about my drawing.
Oh.
So yes, I'm giving away, and we're going to do that a week from tonight. So technically, I said it was going to be January, and I just kind of ran out of time with being out of town for Quartz Fest, and also earlier in the month for, where did I go? I went somewhere. And so we're going to do the ICOM drawing a week from, that's going to be my Sunday night live stream for next week. So y'all still have time to sign up for that. Yeah, I met Chris, the Quartz Fest planner, KR1SS. I met her. She was out there and coordinating things and doing a good job of it. And I met, who else did I meet? I met.
Did you meet any, were you recognized as much as going to other hamfests?
Not much. No, not much. I heard, yeah, Charlie came walking back over one day, like, I guess it was Friday. He's like, yeah, somebody's over there fanboying on Frank, so I left.
Like, okay. Yeah, I had several people walk up and be like, oh, you're Take Radio. I'm like, yes, I am. Nice.
I tell you what, I went to the Swap Fest first thing Friday morning, and several people there recognized me. They're like, hey, are you on YouTube? That's the question. Yeah. Sometimes I say no, I don't know what you're talking about. But
hey,
usually
Jason,
I'm like, yeah. Yeah.
Did you tell them about the score you got, that Yaesu rig you picked up Tuesday or something?
It was, I think it was Tuesday. Yeah, you did. You used it at POTA.
Oh. Oh, that was it. I didn't. Oh, yeah, I thought that yeah. was one you had already.
No. No, some guy had a, there was a used board, a board there of used gear, and some guy had a an FT-897 with the tuner, but no built-in battery or built-in power supply. And he didn't have the manual. He had the power cable, and he had put it in like a Pelican-style case. It wasn't Pelican. It was some other brand. And that thing was clean. We yeah. opened it up. Javi knew about the radio. He's had one of those for a long time. He's like, let's open it up and look at the inside. It looked brand spanking new on the inside, both on the top and the bottom cover. So I'll be and he kept saying, oh, you need to get a power supply. And I'm like,
it's amazing.
I don't want a power supply. I want to take it out into the field. I want to take it and do POTA with it. So I don't feel the need to get a power supply. And the power supplies are unobtainium now. They don't make them anymore. But there's an aftermarket company making the batteries. They have a battery you can put in the bottom of the radio, battery or power supply, one or the other. And there's a lithium ion version of the battery on Amazon for about the same price as the nickel metal hydride one. So I'm like, I'm probably just going to get a battery for it.
Interesting. So I picked up one myself earlier this month at a ham fest for a good price. Mine wasn't as clean as yours, but mine had the AC mains module. I've never owned a power supply ever. I run on batteries all the time for the last 3 years.
Okay.
So all I do is disconnect the 6-pin Molex connector for the AC mains and just came up with a little pigtail myself that goes from 6-pin to Anderson and just use my standard LifePost cells that I use for soda, and it's great.
Okay.
The cool thing about that rig is that the parts, the filters, the hand mic is interchangeable with the 857 and the 818.
It's the same as the 818. I didn't realize. I knew it was the same as the 857. I didn't know the 818 was the same. Okay.
Yeah. So if you get if you could find the old Collins filters for it, they work on all three units. Same thing with the hand mic. Even the transistor kits and repair kits are all the same.
Interesting. Okay. I went to a Parks on the Air thing with a local club out here a couple years ago, and one of the guys there had an 897, and I'm like, you know, this is a neat radio. I always kind of liked that. I was not as big of a fan of the Yaesus as I was the ICOMs, but the ones that had HF 6 meter, 2 meter, 440 all mode, I've always liked I've got two or three ICOM 706s. And three IC7000s, and I've got an FT, well, the Yaesu FT847 is right there. Mm-hmm. I like that one, but that one's more of a desktop style. It's larger. It's about the size of a 7300, really. But that was a really clean radio I got from Main Trading Company, but I traded him something for it, so I didn't pay anything for it, technically. But I like those shack in the box style radios. And that was a really clean 897. So if you guys worked, me or Frank or Charlie or Richard was with us, we went out and did a POTA at a wildlife refuge just about 15 minutes down the road from Courtside. It was in Kofa Wildlife Rescue Wildlife Management Area, rather. Mm-hmm. If you made contact with any of us that day on Friday, that was the 897 you were listening to. So
it was a great radio.
Yeah, I liked it. So not sure what I'm gonna do with it yet, but it's pretty fun.
So if you're into digital modes too and want to go with the DigiRig Mobile, the Yaesu 8X cables that Dennis has on his site works for your 818 and that one. So you can buy the cables once and use them on both.
Oh,
rigs.
That's beautiful. Okay. That's beautiful.
That's good to know.
Yeah.
That's good
to
know.
The menus are the same way. So you set up, you know how to set up the digital modes on one, it applies to the other.
Okay. Okay. Good to know. Yep. Good to know. Yeah. I've got some plans for an 818 and a bag made by somebody that's on the stream who is not Frank. So
I got to tell you, man, don't do made in America. Small batch quantities where every single bag is made by hand. I can't keep them in stock. The last batch. So it's funny. I brought 24 units to Quartzfest. Guess how many I sold at Quartzfest?
24?
Zero.
Zero.
I did a trade with Jason on one.
Yep.
Get home. Say, hey, members, I've got 23 bags left. Gone in under 2 hours.
Nice. Nice.
So I'm not going to go to Quartz Fest with the intent of ever selling anything.
Well, I mean, how did you advertise them?
Yeah, if you probably went and stayed for the Friday swap meet.
Maybe, but if you were did you take a picture of them and put them on that board over there or something?
No, people didn't realize what it is. It's an expensive bag. And then I tried selling just by word of mouth my FTM 6000 man pack. Mm-hmm. So bag, frames, radio, box complete, battery and antenna for 1000, which is basically what I have into it. Mm-hmm. And nobody understood what they were looking at. So it's just not the market for the stuff that I've been developing.
I find that odd.
I did too.
That's not the market for it. But I think you're right. The first time they didn't understand what it was. Yeah. So I might try to change that myself. I got some questions for you about other ideas for bags I had, but I will talk to you about that offline. So, cause I got a couple questions for you. So,
yeah,
706 Shane, the 706 Mark IIG is great. That's probably my favorite one. Really, it's the 7000. The 7000 has a few more options, color display. What else? Oh, it has a record feature. You can actually record CQ POTA, CQ POTA, KC5, HWB calling CQ POTA or whatever in the 7000. I always thought that was before its time. Now you can do that with all new radios, but you could do that on the 7000 way back when. It was before its time, I thought. But the 706 Mark IIG is a great radio as well. That was one of my first HF radios.
So what things did you enjoy about Coach Fest? I know we did some other extras. We went to the RV show. You went twice, three times?
Well, I went the first day. That time you and I went.
Mm-hmm.
Who was with us? Oh, Bill was with us.
It was me, you, and Bill.
No, it was Bill. So we went down there, and that was a different experience. You know, I don't mean this in a negative way, okay? But you can tell the demographic of people that an RV show is for, because there was a bunch of stuff about sleep comfort and back pain pills there. So we're just kind of – now, that kind of fits into the ham radio demographic. So, you know, maybe it's a good thing. But there was some cool stuff there. There was a knife. I bought that axe.
Yes.
And I bought that handmade stainless steel axe, Damascus steel axe, with a handmade handle. They got a lifetime warranty on the handle, and they will sharpen it for you, for lifetime sharpening as well. They will pay, you just contact them, they will send you a shipping label, so they pay to ship it to them. They will sharpen it, fix the handle, whatever, and then pay to ship it back to you. So I found a really nice set of cutting knives, like kitchen knives.
Mm-hmm,
and I'm like, and I went to their website, and they're not on the website, so I'm gonna have to email them and ask. But it was $125 axe, so you were just barely off. But but their set of knives was like $400, but it was four like a butcher's knife and a cutting knife, and like, I don't know all the kinds of knives. You know that better than I do, Frank.
Yep.
But I was like, you know, I don't want to spend that today. But and I'm like, you know, I buy these and bring them home and tell Emily and say, these are for the RV. And she's like, she's going to be like, those are nicer than the knives we have in the house. So
some of the other axes were very ornate. I thought about picking up some. So when I go to Renaissance fairs, I'll take them.
Mm-hmm.
But I was like, oh, I just don't have the money right now. I'm about to buy a gimbal for Orlando coming
Orlando.
Up. So I can walk around with the phone and not having it move. I'm sorry for the video. Some of these videos, I'm like, I tried to hold it steady the best I can. We're fixing it though. And I also ordered dead cats for my lava deer. Mm-hmm. So I'm hoping to eliminate the wind noise.
Mm-hmm. Good. So Gaston, you don't go to Orlando, do you? You ever been out there?
No. Dayton would be the only one that I may consider going to this year. Hmm. But I will tell you, getting back to something you said, I probably will not be going back to Quartz Fest. I think this is one and done for me.
Hmm.
Wasn't my scene. It was fun hanging out with you guys. Mm-hmm. But I'm considering starting up something a little bit different that's more...
Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Excursion-based, mm-hmm. out in the area with a few people and see if that takes off. Incorporating more of tent camping and the RVs, mm-hmm. and playing radio, mm-hmm. And seeing if there's interest there. So just, mm-hmm. kicking around the idea of.
So you said you're like 2 hours around Quartz Fest. So are you in the Arizona area?
Yeah, I'm just north of Phoenix by about 35 miles.
Nice.
The cool thing is I'm at about 1,000 feet higher elevation. Mm-hmm. So I run almost no power at the house, making contacts pretty much all the way down to Tucson. And cool. Tucson's also at about 2,000 feet, so it's actually kind of, mm-hmm. cool. We kind of skip over all the intermediate cities in between. We have like 110-mile contacts on VHF.
Yeah, so I'm jealous. You're, uh-huh. always by those mountains, and parks abound, and soda peaks everywhere. So that's the perfect place to do all that.
Well, I did one this morning. I literally ran from the house to activate a peak this morning. So I was on the summit after about just shy of 4 miles. I did straight bushwhacking to save myself some time. But yeah, we're basically in the Tonto National Forest. It's 400 meters behind the house. Mm-hmm. So, mm-hmm. I've never done a park activation, and I literally have a park that is a like 90-second sprint from my backyard.
Really?
Jealous. Yeah. 40 minutes that away.
Yeah.
Or an hour that away. Or by my office over there, another 40 minutes.
Yeah, it's not fun.
It's but yeah.
We talked about our next outing. We went to the Grand Canyon with Charlie and Adam, Chuck, Javi was there, and a couple other guys last July. And the year before that, we went to Yosemite, and Adam kind of planned that Yosemite trip. And I think Charlie planned this trip last year. You so did. Charlie's like, so we're sitting around the campfire, I think Friday night, and he's like, all right, what do y'all want to do next? So I think we all kind of group decided that we're going to plan a trip to Yellowstone.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, yeah.
But we're not going to, but since it books up so fast, we're probably not going to do it until July of 2024.
Got
so
it.
About a year and a half from now. So, yeah, that's our latest thing we're talking about. So more to come on that later.
So we might be able to hook up. My wife and I are considering buying, we're not buying, but we're going to do a test run, hopefully this summer, of going to Montana for a month. So like in August. And we're thinking about buying a second property there, a rental property, and then using it in the summer, because I'm not going to do 118 degrees again.
Yeah.
8 summers in a row like I have been doing out here.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's too cold.
I think that I would, I don't know. I haven't decided yet, but
Liberty Cape says takes the bear spray.
Take bear spray.
I'm taking, you know, the 410.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to bring a 4570.
Wow. Okay. Well, okay. Let's go. Yeah, Shane says, hey, I may be able to take off that far in advance. Apparently, they only let you book the campsite like 6 months in advance. So it's literally going to have to be a year from now. Well, that's what Charlie said.
I know the booking goes up fast, but only 6 months in advance? I thought you could do a year.
Well, Charlie, I thought Charlie said 6 months. So
I'll look
Frank,
into it.
Frank, you're planning the Yellowstone thing. So you take care of that. So I will provide transportation. And unless you have a 4x4 by then, we can take your car. But yeah, we're not taking the RV to that. We're going to tent camp that one and have a off-grid tent camp on that one. So should be a fun time. But I've never been to Wyoming. I've never been to Yellowstone. I've never been to Wyoming or Montana, and I've never been to Yellowstone, of course. I've been almost everywhere in the United States, but those are two states in the West I've not been to. So, I've been everywhere else. I've been as far north as South Dakota, straight up from Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas, Nebraska. So I think I've been to South Dakota, but go to the West. And I think I've been to every state except Montana and Wyoming. So that'll be a welcome. And of course, we're going to have to do a POTA where we're at. Well, the whole place is a POTA.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, because my own personal goal is to get a POTA activated in every state. And I think I've got, well, I haven't done Oregon. I've been to Oregon and Washington, but I haven't ever activated POTA. So I'm going to have to go back there. Yes, Ham Radio Hobo. Yes, I've been to Utah a couple times. It's been a few years, but we used to go to Lake Powell and float down a riverboat from Utah into Arizona. And I've driven through Utah a couple. Never been to Salt Lake City, but I've been to Utah. So, but it should be, you know, hey, hit the road, man. That's what I'd like to do.
Yep. I wish I had more time to join it.
Yeah. Yep. Devil's Canning in Wyoming has a herd of wild horses. Really? That still exists.
Mm-hmm.
That's wild.
We've got them out here in the Tonto National Forest. We've got
wild horses. Wow.
Yeah. It's actually kind of freaky. We've got this thing called the Salt River, mm-hmm. and they actually pump water back up to the top, and they actually will let you rent like oversized inner tubes and take like a 2 to 4 hour kind of trip down. And mm-hmm. you'll see wild horses just come through. And like, I don't know if they're herds, but like of like 20 or 30 at a time and just walk right in front of you. It's wild.
I didn't think wild horses were a thing anymore. I thought they had all been rounded up and.
No, there's a wild donkeys. It's in one town.
We have them here too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. That's cool.
Yeah. We're actually considering getting a pair. I actually want to start incorporating a couple of donkeys into my radio stuff I'm doing in the backcountry because the big problem here is water. In the summer, I need like 8 liters per day. Uh-huh. So I'm planning on packing out with a couple. And the way that it works is there's a rescue by us. They'll give you a pair of donkeys at a time. For some reason, they make you get them in pairs. And they'll charge you like $200 or $250. But they'll give you your money back if you end up keeping them for the full year. So we're kind of reworking the property to accommodate a couple of donkeys probably in 2024.
That's cool. That sounds fun. Edward Griffin says, Dota, donkeys on the air.
Yeah. That'd be cool.
Yeah. Lon says, CPAC is in Seaside, Oregon, usually early June. CPAC is on my bucket list. That's one of those ham fests I've never been to. I want to go to it at least once. Don't know if I'll make it this year, but maybe. So yeah, I'm flying to that. I'm not going to drive to Seaside, Oregon, although that would be a fun drive, but I'd have to take a couple weeks to
I'm already looking at camping sites for Yellowstone. They have RV sites. They have RV sites.
I'm not taking the RV up there. No.
So Jason, something you might want to look at.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have a Jeep, but I think your truck will be just fine. Have you seen the 4x4 A-frames?
The
little trailers that are the A-frames that will pop up. So you can stand.
Yes.
There's a whole aftermarket of guys doing the full-on kind of Jeep excursions with those A-frames. So it's a cool little mix. I'll let you know what we're coming up with, but I'm thinking about getting one of those too.
Okay. I've interviewed a couple of, I've gone to a couple of Overland shows and interviewed companies that had that type of trailer there. So yeah, that's an option. And those are supposed to be really lightweight.
Yeah. They're like 1200 pounds or something.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's just like pulling your tent with you.
Yeah.
So that might be fun. That might be fun. I don't need another trailer right now. I've got two and I need to get rid of one. So, long-term, I think long-term I want something. I'm going to look up that leprechaun you had. I thought that was pretty neat.
Isn't that badass? So
yeah.
What is that?
Thanks.
So it's we have a class CRV. It's on an E450 chassis. It's got the Triton V10, but it's only tip to tip 27 feet. And the overhang on the top has got a ton of room for gear since we typically only sleep two. Mm-hmm. It's got everything. It's got the walk-in closet, a queen bed. The bathroom's tiny, but it's perfect. Yeah, Jason was in there while we were going through some of my explicit goodies that I carry with me in Arizona for personal security. But
I've been looking at. I've been talking to Hank Strange a bunch, and he's got a Coachman Beyond camper van.
Yeah.
And it's much more gray man as far as RV goes. He says the cool thing about a camper van is that if you're driving on a road trip somewhere and you're just kind of like, I'm tired, you can pull off into a neighborhood off the highway and kind of park on a street.
Yeah.
Hopefully not in front of a house or something, but you know, kind of park it like in a neighborhood park or something like that. And people don't question a van because it's much more gray man than just like pulling an RV in there and lighting it up and popping out the slide room or something. So, and I'm like, you know, that's kind of cool. And I've been trying to talk my wife into, I don't know if she's still listening or not, but I'm trying to talk her into, I was like, hey, what we could do is sell the house, buy a van, hit the road for 6 months. And then the other 6 months of the year, we'll just go to Galveston, stay in our house down there. So, cause we rent that Galveston house during the summer.
Yeah.
And it's for rent during the fall and winter, but it doesn't get much. We usually get a week in like October and maybe a week during Christmas and maybe over New Year's, you know, it just kind of depends. It stays pretty much booked from Memorial Day through the end of school. That's the peak season. So I'm like, we could just go down there after that and stay there for the rest of the time and then hit the road next year. So
we had that same plan and we actually looked at the Class B's first, the vans, and the problem with them are one, the capacities and the shower setup is non-existent. The best you can hope for is like the wet showers where the shower head is over the toilet seat. But then you're pretty much limited in what you can do. And they're twice the price of a Class C. You're over $100,000 on the B's.
What's your preference on that? I was going to ask, what's your preference on showers? The wet shower or a split shower?
I like the split shower. I have a wife who refuses to have it the other way, so we got to keep her happy.
Well, so Hank's van, the very back of the van has, so the shower, instead of going long ways along the passenger or driver's side door, it's in the back and it goes along the back doors, and it's bigger than that. It is a combo shower toilet. But it's bigger than like it's not, you're not like standing at the toilet to take a shower. There's some separation there, so it's a little bit bigger. But I would buy. I'd be curious to see what that Class C goes for. You say Class C, right?
Class C, yeah, the one with the overhang on the truck chassis.
Right, yeah, because I saw two or three other Ford E350 or 450s out there, and they said something else on the top of them besides Leprechaun. So I'm like, okay, this is a series of something. I need to do some investigations in this. But
introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot,
Our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
I wouldn't buy one brand new, but you're right. A brand new, they're like 100 and the Mercedes Sprinter vans are about 150-ish.
You don't want a Mercedes chassis because of the maintenance.
I don't. You're right. I want either the Ford or the Dodge.
Yeah.
The problem with I'm a Ford guy, but the problem with the Ford is I haven't been able to find them in four-wheel drive. The Class C vans in four-wheel drive.
They have them. They're expensive. They're on the new E550 chassis, and they're okay. Like in the $150,000 okay. range. The one that I want, if I was to do it full time, is the it'll come to me at some point. I'll let you know which one it is.
All right. But, I don't know. I there's something to be said for having more room. There's something to be said for having a non-tandem setup, so you're not pulling a car behind you all the time.
Yeah.
Depends on where you're going, I guess. So I don't know. I'm looking at a couple things right now. I like my setup I've got now, but I think I can do better. So I don't know. We'll see. I don't know. I'm just really brainstorming is all I'm doing. What if, what if, what if? So
the Class C, for example, COVID really screwed up the prices. They went way up, but we went used. Ours is a 17 and we bought it, I think in 18 for $65,000. And the cool thing, it's perfect, right? And
yeah,
the other
that's
thing
not
about
bad.
It, we write it off as our second home. So we write off the interest on it.
Yeah. So I saw on, I think it was on Facebook, but it might have been on eBay. I'm just poking around doing some research looking for prices and whatnot. They had a 2015-16 ish, I don't remember exactly what year it was, four-wheel drive Dodge Ram van, and I don't remember what they call those things, but they're the vans that look like the Amazon truck that comes off and delivers packages to your house every day. I assume you guys get patches every day like I do. So but it's not the van look, but it's the one with the very aerodynamic sloped nose to it. They all kind of look the same. Anyway, I saw a Winnebago package on this Dodge Ram van, and it had like 100,000 miles on it, something like that. But it was beautiful on this side, very well maintained, well kept and everything. And they were only asking $60,000 for it. And it never sold. And I assume the reason it never sold is because I think it was on eBay where I saw it. So eBay takes a crap ton of fees. So $60,000 was probably a little bit too much. It's probably worth more like $50,000 to $55,000, and nobody wanted to pay $60,000. But he probably listed it for $60,000 because eBay is going to take like 12%. So I don't know. But I was like, that's a beautiful van. That's what I would like right there. And it had a toilet. It had a shower toilet combo thing. And it had the roof rack on it with the awning on it and a ladder on the other side, a bunch of stuff. It was the Winnebago. It was done up nicely. So I always thought it would be cool to build something like that. Like just buy one that's just gutted. Just like, you know what? None of them have a big shower. Let's change that.
So we've turned this into an RV channel, not radio channel. But
right.
Is one to
that's
research.
What Courtside is.
There's one to research it, and it's not available in the States. It's called the VW California. And it is like a remake. It's a van.
Okay.
It's slick, and it's a remake of like a 60s-style van camper. I forget what it's called.
Oh, like the hippie van type look? Like the VW, the little itty bitty VW van?
Kind of, yeah. And it's got like a pop-up too, so you can like stand up on the inside and little kitchenette. Like I said, that VW California looks like it's amazing. We would have bought that if it was available in the US.
They don't have any right naming it California if they're not gonna sell it in the US. So you're right. We're not talking about radios. We're talking about RVs. But that's what Quartz Fest Most everybody out there had some sort of antenna set up on their vehicle. Saw some really cool antenna setups. The guys had a special event station there. I forget. It was one of the Arizona It was one of the local radio clubs. They had a special event station set up with a call sign, big tri-band beam on connected to the back of their it was like a I guess it was a it was like a toy hauler type trailer that they had gutted and set up a mobile ham shack in. That was really cool looking. But so there was that going on, and what else?
How did Chuck's hex beam work out? I left right before you guys got that on the air.
That was okay, so you weren't there for that then. He didn't do much with it, but Hayden from Ham Radio DX YouTube channel from I say Australia. He's actually in Tasmania, little island south of Australia. He was calling CQ on 10 meters, and we heard him on Chuck's beam. And Chuck had the 705. He had the 705, but the Yaesu amp. So it actually was 100 watts. We went back to him. All three of us made contact with Hayden that night.
Wow.
So yeah. So Quartzsite, Arizona, on that hex beam to Tasmania, Australia. So yeah. I'd say it's working well.
Yeah.
Wasn't the prettiest antenna out there, and it kept falling. He had it on that painter's pole. It kept falling every time the wind would come up. But it definitely, he did a good job of building it. It definitely worked. Oh, there you go. Okay, I just saw that pop up. I'm like, what is that?
What? Oh, Discord?
The Discord chat. Yeah, okay.
I'm in the background doing the planning stuff pulling people together.
Okay. All right, guys. Hey, I want to say thank you to everybody in the chat for hanging out. I saw there was like 65 or 70 of you just hanging out. I started late because I got home late, but I really appreciate you guys hanging out and waiting around for us to get this kicked off. We are going to be giving away an ICOM 7300 and a 9700 on the channel this time next week, regular time, 7 o'clock again. UTC 0100 UTC on Monday morning is what that works out to be. So
let's do final thoughts on Quartz Fest, since that's the topic of the evening.
Okay, go ahead.
Would you go again, and how would you describe the whole experience?
I've been wanting to do it for years. I'm glad I went. I would probably go again, but it's definitely not going to be an every year thing for me. I would probably, if I think Charlie and I were talking yesterday, and he's like, yeah, and of course he's only like an hour and a half away. He's like, if I go again, I'd probably come the first weekend and stay until middle of the week and then go home, like what you did, Gaston.
Yeah.
So that's probably what I would do. The problem with me doing that is it took me 3 days to get there. Now, I did that it was an 18-hour drive. I did it on purpose. I wanted to drive 6 hours a day, stop and do POTA along the way, which is what I did. I'm happy I did that. But it's still 3 days to get there and 2 to 3 days to get home. I don't want to do a 5 or 6 hour round trip drive to only stay a couple of nights. So that wouldn't be worth it. To me, the reason I wanted to stay all week is because it took so long to get there and back. So yeah, I would do it again. I likely will not do it again for another 2 or 3 years. And if it happens that a bunch of YouTubers get together and say, hey, let's do this again, I will probably say, okay, I'll go ahead and come along, but I'm not going to put it on my calendar for every year. And like I said, I really missed Winterfield Day. So I'm going to look forward to doing Winterfield Day again next year.
Gaston, same thing.
Yeah, I pretty much echo most of what Jason said. I'm glad that I went. It's been on my bucket list ever since I got licensed about 5 years ago. But unless there's a compelling reason, even as a local, it's just not my normal scene. I prefer to do something a bit more active. So there may be something that starts to pop up where I'm located that's more geared around people that want to do active soda and those types of activities daily. And who knows, maybe it'll grow into something bigger, like a Quartz Fest is kind of where my mind is right now.
Something you're spearheading?
Yeah, I have a bunch of guys that want to come out and do soda, do some radio drills, and they don't know how to get started. So it'd be fun. Hey, let's go take over the National Forest, for example, in this area. Yeah. Bring your own gear. Let's meet up. But again, it's going to require a different type of person that's more mobile. I found that a lot of the people at Quartz Fest were driving around in conveyances to go like half a block. So yeah, again, it's just not my scene. I'm glad I went though.
I'm glad I went. It was fun. I enjoyed talking to everyone out there. I enjoyed some of the presentations I attended. But this event was for you to go with a group of people and experience this together.
Yeah.
If I went alone, and brave you, Gaston, for going alone, I would have had a miserable time. What made it fun was our open campsite that Jason always does. If he has he brings his RV, just everyone's just coming around, sitting around the campfire and just talking. And, that's what really made the event for me. I'm going to echo Jason's sentiments exactly. I miss doing Winter Field Day, and all the fun that comes with that. I actually ran out and checked out the Hearst event for Winter Field Day. Yeah. But they were wrapping up the time I got there, so it was getting cold. I don't blame them.
Yeah. Well, I was listening to their net on the way in, and they said that you had stopped by, so that's cool. But I'd be interested in more of a mobile soda. That kind of that soda event that we did at Grand Canyon last year and Yosemite the year before. I took the RV to Grand Canyon last year. I shouldn't have done that, but we were all just camped in tents at Yosemite the year before that. I think that's kind of more. I'm interested in both. I think I'm a little bit more interested in that. So I like the RV scene, but I think I'm going to try to do RV scene that's closer to home. Mm-hmm. So if we have to do a long trip, I want to do like a tent camping type thing, a more mobile type thing. So I'd be down for that. So cool. Well, once again, thanks to everyone who hung out for almost an hour, or more than an hour actually, and was waiting for me to get started. Appreciate you guys being here tonight. I've got a bunch of stuff to do this week, so you'll see me in Discord and online. I've already got all my videos for this week already edited, and well, I'm having someone edit them for me, and I've got them all back, so I got to upload them. But we will be giving away those two ICOM radios on this channel a week from tonight. Frank shared that link earlier in the chat.
I can do it again real fast
here. Yeah, go ahead and put it in there again. So go sign up for the giveaway. And we will talk to everyone sometime this week. Everyone stay warm. Sadly, it is colder in Texas right now than it is in Arizona. But I guess that's just how it goes. 73, guys. Thanks a lot. Appreciate you.
Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.